So the story is Steve Jobs came back to Apple in what was that, 98, 99? 98, I believe. Maybe it's been 97. Anywho, he comes back and he's going through and cleaning office, clearing out people who would rather sell Pepsi. And the story is supposed to be something like he goes in the design studio, meets Johnny Ive, and Ive shows him basically this idea for, I believe, what became the iMac, the original iMac. And a year later, you've got this new computer from Apple that's all in one. It's the screen, it's the chipset, everything in this one, of course, at the time, CRT screen. And the big crazy thing is it was bright blue. And then later came out in all these other colorful colors. And that was sort of Apple's announcement back to the world that Apple's back, that they're back and creative and doing cool stuff. Then you got the iBook that was bright colors. And then everything went metal, and we now have come full circle. What is this? 2 decades on almost. The iMac is colorful again.
It is so great. Like, the color selection is awesome. I don't think yellow was ever a color for the old iMacs, but everything about this is nostalgia. Like, the tagline, it says, "Inspired by the best of Apple," right? And
Yeah.
even the wallpaper harkens back to, like, the G3 era of Macs. Like, you can go onto apple.com, look at the 24-inch iMac, and click through all the different colors and look at the different wallpapers for each of them. And I really hope somebody puts together, like, some high resolution versions of this, because I want to download them and use them on my iMac. Like, they look great, and they are so much like the very late macOS Classic and very early OS 10
Yeah.
like wallpapers, and it's such a cool throwback. Like, and just like the color, like the colors syncing everywhere. Like, man, what a bunch of great looking machines. They look awesome.
My only complaint from the looks department is the white bezel around the screen. But I presume that's because they're going to call the iMac 27 or 32, whatever the next model comes out as. They're gonna possibly, my guess is maybe even call it iMac Pro, maybe not. But at any rate, they're gonna treat it as a pro machine, and so the larger screen gets the black bezel, and the standard machine gets the white bezel,
Yeah, that's my
is my
thought
guess.
too. And I think the interesting thing is, though, they said during the presentation, like, that they had designed this explicitly for, like, it needs to look good in your house, and it needs to look good in your in your workspace. And so I think that when
Yeah.
they say workspace, I'm picturing, like, a receptionist's office, right? Because, like, that's where you see the
Right.
back of these things. And if you see the front of them, like, the white ones probably look better, like the white bezels probably look better standing on their own than the black bezels do as an object.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah,
That's my
possibly.
guess, right? Because the black bezels are not chic. But if their goal is to make, like, a stance and to stand out, I think that's the prob prob I don't know if it's the right call, but I can see the logic, right?
What's funny with that is, if you think of it as a receptionist thing, is you already see iPads used so often as checkout devices. And this very much looks like a oversized iPad on a stand.
And I mean, like, I think about it in terms of, like, a doctor's office, right? Like, you go to a doctor's office, maybe it's like a health clinic or something, but they have, like, an iMac sitting there, and it's never going to be the huge 27-inch iMac. They just get, like, the cheap
Right.
21-inch available. Now it's 24, and they get whatever color they like, and maybe they're able to get a color that matches their own logo or something. Like, I think it'd be cool.
It's interesting looking at it from the side profile, is it looks like an old magic trackpad. The back of the stand. Reuses elements like that so much.
Yeah, it's fun.
But
And I
there's
love
a
how the
similar design
trackpad
thing
too.
here. Oh, where it color matches.
Yeah, the trackpad and the mouse and the keyboard and, like, the keyboard with Touch ID. Like, it's a really smart update.
Oh. We need that keyboard sold separately. Of course, it would cost too much, but
But
that's the
you
thing I
can
would
get it
upgrade.
separately. You can get it
The
separately, but
keyboard?
it doesn't work without an M1 laptop or whatever.
Oh.
Like, it has to be an Apple Silicon thing
To
for
get the
Touch
Touch
ID to
ID.
work. Yeah. But the other thing is, this keyboard doesn't have the inverted T. It's still like the full size left and right arrow key, which is the wrong move. Like if your Magic keyboard on every other device, including the laptops, doesn't have the full size arrow keys, this should not either. I find it upsetting as somebody that like on these keyboards, I just genuinely can't figure out where I am. Like I use that inverted T all the time subconsciously. And,
yeah.
And consequently, I'm using one of those extended keyboards with like the huge arrow keys because it's really easy for me to move it around. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't use the number pad, right? I just want that inverted T.
That's interesting. So another thing from the design perspective is, a similar thing to the iPad, I feel like. I was just looking at my iMac. I have a 27-inch Intel, I got last year, basically thinking this would likely be the last update before they switched them to Apple Silicon, and I still wanted to run Intel stuff to a certain degree, so whatever, it made sense. And the side profile at the narrowest edge is about, what, 5 millimeters thick? And
that sounds about right.
Five millimeters. Yeah, that's right. And they're saying the new one is, what, 10 thick, I think? And so it's almost like the iPads were, the older ones that were curved, they almost felt thinner than the newer iPads that have the thick flat profile. Somehow to me, the newer iPads feel thicker, even though they're actually thinner just because they're squared off. And I feel like the side profile of this iMac will almost look thicker, not exactly, but almost than a standard iMac, depending on how you're looking at it.
Yeah. And well, it's the same with the iPhone 12, right? Like a lot of people
in
their hands say they feel thicker, but they're not thicker. They just feel thicker. And I think, that is an interesting point. I was intrigued to see MagSafe coming back. They didn't even call it MagSafe.
Ooh,
it's just like a power connector that easily attaches via magnets, which seems useless on MagSafe. A desktop. It's, the last thing I would want is for the thing to accidentally come unplugged. Like, I hope that's one strong magnet.
Or they're thinking that you're going to be moving this around more, which is funny. I do move my iMac around more. I move it between the office and the living room, depending on where the sun's coming in, if, I don't want to run the air.
Right.
Which is a bit awkward to move around. I guess this size, maybe they're thinking with work from home and such that this is something people move around more. But still, that does seem like a bit of a hazard on a desktop.
Well, and I think too, moving it around is going to be so much easier than it was before, because now it's actually just the same thickness all the way down. Like lifting an iMac is so annoying compared to lifting a regular monitor. There's no easy way to grip
it. Well, this will be so light in comparison.
Yeah. And it looks a little bit like the XDR too, right? Like it doesn't have the same crazy monitor crazy screen that the new iPad Pro has, but it has that vibe of the XDR display.
Be the 27 or 32, whatever it ends up coming out as, will possibly follow the more XDR profile, and maybe go up market there. I'm not sure.
I could imagine
Apple doing that. Yeah.
I think they're going to continue the tradition that they went on before, which is they're adding some of the features, right? Nanotexture and all that sort of thing. And I'm intrigued to see where it goes, but it's nice to see something like this because you know that you're going to get something that looks this snazzy, for your professional use case,
in
the next few months. Yeah. But I mean, like, and